Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You need to Ledley King him off now. Just pay him in the big games.
What?
Let him, bro. Do you mean what?
I hear it, man. Man went to the World Cup.
Bro, right over back three is perfect.
Why aren't you allowed to chat about this youth? Who is he? Who's his dad or something? Like, who's, anytime bro, you talk about legend, Reece really. James, I don't care who his dad is, brother. I don't give a f***. I'm Arsenal.
What, should I just get this off? Are we doing a soft start or are we going to start with silence?
Dan, was you there in the studio when Margs was speaking about being a reform?
A reform?
Not get out of our country.
About your partner being a reform and then getting into a relationship with you when she used to be in the flats getting, and now she's changed her life. She was somebody's going to hold to a housewife. Oh, was you there?
No, I wasn't there. What was that, on HC?
On HC,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I haven't seen
thought
it.
You meant
I
reform
there.
Party.
Yeah, so did I.
I was with you.
I thought he meant revert. Well.
Nah, he meant reform, like from...
Yeah, from hoeing to a housewife.
Yes, hoeing to a... I just don't know how to say it.
I've seen the clips.
That's like, that could be live, though, in certain circumstances. What was he saying?
He's basically saying that you can turn a hoe into a housewife. When they do reform, they're actually the best women for you. They may relapse once every 3 years because...
They won't relapse. He's chatting. I didn't mean that he's lying about that, but I'm saying, that like that's okay, that's not cool.
Yeah,
man.
But yeah. Like, relapse is like, bad.
Yeah, relapse is mad.
You shouldn't relapse.
Yeah.
But so, don't most
it
people.
It won't be good for you lot's mental health.
That's why to have them kind of gal, you need to be a like zonal defending. You know them way.
Or you need to have been like far worse than what she was.
I play on the wing in that game.
Nah, man, you still can't take it.
And even then, you've got the most rocky foundations. Like you can't build on this.
You can't build.
Bro, you can't build on this.
This got to be polyamorous.
Nah. Yes.
Eggshells, man.
Could you do that? Could you do that?
I don't think I could. But if you're changing a hoe into a housewife, then that's what you got to be open enough for that. I reckon. I don't even like the. I don't like that.
I don't like the word.
Yeah,
I hate it.
I hate it.
Wait, what?
It's worse. It's what?
Yeah. Also, we know this is probably going to get clipped and we'll be on Shade Barrel. So maybe we should just go straight to.
I've been watching House of the Dragons and they use the WH
okay.
more than you.
Has anybody.
No, but that's because it's an old school thing.
Okay, so I prefer that than that.
Who's watched Odyssey, by the way?
I need to, man.
Talk to me.
Bro.
Talk to me.
No one.
No, don't talk to me.
You can't
it's fine.
Spoil it.
It's fine.
Like no, you can't spoil it.
Too much sand.
Have you seen it?
Nah, but I need
bro,
to see it.
Bro, I'm just saying, watch it. Like, I didn't know what I was walking into.
Did you IMAX it though?
No.
Oh, you got IMAX it.
What a film, by the way. Chris Nolan.
Yeah, cool. The GOAT.
Like, he's done it. Again, Kev he's Nolan's done it again. He's made another Dark Knight.
Is it?
Like, he's done it.
No way.
But the story and the origins of this have lessons for all of us.
Good, let's leave it there. Wicked, it's gone to football.
It's a fable. It's a fable. It's about the journey.
I don't know what it's about, really.
You don't know about Greek mythology?
No, that's no. I don't know what the Odyssey's about.
Here is the moral of the story.
You didn't know what you walked into and it made you really, really like it. I don't know what I'm walking into.
What are you talking about? This is not a spoiler. He thinks I'm the siren. He's walked off with his hands in his ear. No, bro, it's just the thing. The moral of the story is, if you stay at your side girl's house for 7 years and try and go home after that,
it's mad.
It's not going to be what you left.
What? You have to tell me that.
There's nothing you could say about Odyssey that could spoil this film. I don't even know where you think I'm... I don't even know what you think I could say that could spoil this film.
He's got a date pendant.
I see when the monkey dropped out the sky.
If you're doing a metaphor on a movie...
Odyssey's a known
like,
story.
You know you actually might need to know
about... I didn't even know about that.
You might need to know
I didn't even know the Odyssey was about that
before
until you just
watch
said it.
Before you go and watch it, just do a tiny bit of research on what the Odyssey is.
I just watched Theseus and the Minotaur recently.
Big him up. That's made by the same guy, Homer.
In Greek times, I would have made it.
You would not have made it in Greek times.
I would have made it, bro. You don't know what I'm on, bro.
Not Homer Simpson.
I know certain legends.
Greek mythology, I love all... do you know what pisses me off the most about Odyssey is the fact that it was just written by just some guy. That's what pisses me off. That should be real. Yeah. It should be real.
I reckon certain things are real.
Is it the same Odyssey that Bob's singing about?
Who's Bob?
Bob Marley.
Can you sing the song, please?
Oh, it's Exodus, sorry.
Exodus. The story of what? Hold on.
Exodus. What it said, Odyssey.
Did you do, do, did you do, do.
Nah.
That's crazy. I'm so upset. I didn't even know Odyssey weren't a real story until you just said that now. I literally thought it was like one of them. I mean, as I said, I've been watching this old, I don't know where you, old England, yeah, but it's even deeper than that.
Medieval.
That's the one. And a lot of it, obviously, is some of it's true, based off of true things like the Vikings and whatnot. I thought that was a true story.
Well, the dragons.
He's so disappointed.
Not
the
dragons. Was it dragons in Odyssey?
Dragons are real.
Dragons are real.
That's true. Are dragons real?
Yeah.
Yeah, winter's coming, man.
Komodo Island's there, bro.
That's the thing.
Full of that's
Uganda.
Island.
They're in Uganda as well.
And there are some things that can breathe a bit of fire.
We saw them in Miami.
Huh?
They're all in the
big
in the Arctic.
Oh, Komodo.
Because if they leave there, it's too hot. Like they're gonna be too hot. It's crazy. So they're in the ice walls of Odyssey.
Iguanas.
To be honest.
Iguanas.
Iguanas, yes. Komodo
iguanas
dragons.
Iguanas are big, you know.
Yeah.
They're proper.
We saw one of them in Miami too.
So bear iguanas.
You get them everywhere. Mm. The shoulder.
In Miami, that doesn't make sense, even though they told me the story. There's just chickens walking everywhere.
But don't you think iguanas are too big for them to... The way they're just everywhere, it don't make no sense. They're too big to be...
Everywhere? Like, where are you like? Oh,
what? In Florida, you know, they tell, like, they're invasive species. They encourage residents to kill them.
Is it?
Literally, yeah, bro. Because they
they smash everything.
Remember,
they're
everywhere.
No, I saw them in Miami. Still. Yeah, they're
everywhere. We saw them at a traffic light.
Remember, Florida's like it's a swamp.
Yeah, what, Florida's Everglades. Everglades, stop at the traffic light, at the crossing.
Next to us, yeah.
Also, another thing that's prominent in everywhere, to be fair, is rats. And I think they should close down New York. New York is like the only third world first country I've ever seen in my life.
Oh,
like
the
it is,
rats you've seen.
Brother.
I didn't see a rat in New York, I swear
I
to God.
I see one in Manchester.
Imagine plural. That. Old Trafford.
But they say the same in London, no? Like London, they say you're never more than a couple
two meters, yeah. 2 yards.
But my problem is the rats I've seen in London, they just have a flat back. They just walk. The rats I see in New York, they got like this. They got the arch back.
Fire!
Ain't they been eating
how can you be sexually aroused by a rat? Please.
Bro, arch up the back, you know.
Dark. And it's true.
That's too detailed.
They poured ooze down the drain, didn't they? So some of the rats started eating pizza and riding skateboards.
Cowabunga.
GM crop food.
Red sticks.
Can you name all four of them?
Raphael, Donatello, Leonardo, Michelangelo, Splinter. April.
Shredder.
Who's Shredder's two guys?
The pig.
Bebop Rocksteady.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Who's the
levels,
brain?
Levels.
Casey.
Who's the brain?
Pinky.
The brain, not Pinky. the brain.
Yeah,
dude, the brain.
He's above everyone.
Shredder's OG.
Yeah.
Oh, what's his name?
And he can make like cranium go mad. Cranium.
Bun up.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's a cranium.
That's
a Crail.
He's a yard ass.
Crane.
Crang. I've got a cartoon. Crang.
Cranium is
funny though.
Everyone was like,
that's a cranium.
He's not even. Cranium. Someone needs to be cranium.
So has anyone watched the new He-Man film?
He-Man, I watched it yesterday.
I watched it.
But what?
Is it good?
What is sick? Nostalgia hits perfect.
He-Man.
Yeah, cold. He-Man. Master of the Universe.
That's the white guy.
Yeah.
It's a bit before my time.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. It's like fun.
What's it? Ready? Stop gone.
Gets left in UK. In UK.
That's
in
the story Earth. They made for this. That's not the original.
Yeah, I know.
He's an idiot.
And then they make him an idiot in the film, like Steve-O. He's like enough like
Steve-O. He's got the tiger, isn't
he? Yeah.
He's got the green tiger.
The green tiger. Yeah.
The tiger only gets wicked at the last.
Because it's the origin story.
Last scene. I'm like, it's that's that tiger there. Wicked.
That tiger's on some.
You know what we need? We need a new Power Rangers movie.
Power Rangers.
That Power Rangers movie is one of the best movies.
With the purple.
Ivan Ooze.
Crazy.
I think that's the best ever.
Well, you know, the only reason
back
it was
in 94.
Dead.
No better than Toy Story.
The only reason it was dead is because it weren't the Power Rangers that we knew. It was just some next year.
Ivan Ooze.
Yeah, but
I like that.
The movie was so good. That
when they took the black guy out with no shape up, dark.
Zach,
the
round
shape up.
They took out
the sad thing about Power Rangers, the one that we watched, like when we were younger, They just stole all the scenes from some show
in Japan.
I couldn't believe it.
Go Power Rangers.
They just named it something
Every
different.
Every fighting show, it's like something, brother. Something Force or something, and it's it's got nothing to do with Power Rangers.
Nothing.
It's cold though. That's directing. That in itself is cold. That is directing. Like to do that.
But that happened a lot with obviously the Asian market, and then over in the Western market, like literally you had the same as computer. You had the Nintendo. Forget what it was called over that side. They brought it over here. Let's change the name of it. They do that with a lot of their programs and a lot of their stuff.
Same with
Sega Master System. Then the Mega Drive
was called Genesis. Sega Genesis, and it was called the Mega Drive.
Remember, Pro Evo here was Winning 11.
Over
there, Winning 11.
Yeah, but at least like in Power Rangers, my problem is see the actors that changed into none of them were fighting. Not one of them
were
fighting.
No, but I knew that anyway.
One of them could have. Because I've seen, obviously, when they were in the school and that.
Yeah.
Like, Tommy could fight.
Tommy
could fight. Shut up, man. He can't get his leg up there when the Power Rangers.
When them, who was the Grey Dons? The Putties.
Putties.
Yeah, they used to get moved to.
Yeah. Remember, they'd fight them in their uniform.
Adam could fight.
The Black Ranger.
You're an idiot. And you have to hit himself.
Man, poked himself in the eye. The red, golden, green ranger.
Red, golden, green
red.
Ranger?
That's you.
Oh, yo. I'm trying to think, like, what one's that? Was that
red, golden, green ranger.
Was that in Time Force? Is that a new one?
Are you going it's slightly racist, though. Like, the Asian lady was the yellow ranger.
Chino.
The black man was the black ranger.
Exactly.
The girl the was the pink one.
Oh my super nerd.
Then the boy was the blue.
They done Billy. Everything.
Blue and
I
red.
I didn't realize that the Chinese one being yellow.
Yeah. And then that's Tommy was
green. Blue ranger.
And
yeah,
white.
There changed. Was Billy. Blue. Billy.
Yeah.
Smart one.
So, oh, who's glasses. The red ranger then?
Jason.
Oh yeah, Jason. Yeah. You man are lame.
Tommy
yeah.
was about to say that as well. I was just about to say that as well.
You man are you lame, super man.
Bro, Tommy was the coldest, bro.
White ranger.
No, because you see... Because he got revealed twice.
Yeah.
He's a new you in school. Man's like, what's wrong with this you? And remember, because the Green Ranger keeps pulling up and saving them. And they're like, who's my man? Yeah. Bro, it's Tommy. They think Tommy dies or something. White Ranger, it's Tommy again.
Bad boy.
About Zordon. Zordon.
Because he got
Zordon.
Turned bad, innit? Yeah. Rita turned him evil.
They're laughing.
But you know what I rate about Rita? Every week. She was trying to mash up Earth.
Would you bang Rita?
Bro,
with a stick.
Yeah, no. With a stick.
Wait, Poet. You know she's from that show as well.
What show?
She's from the show where you see the fighting.
Yeah.
She's not from the actual Power Rangers. Yeah. So she's
what?
They don't know her in that. That's mad.
Wait, would you bang Rita? In it.
I always. You know what? Her mouth was always moving weird. Sometimes she was always lip syncing.
Yeah,
Mexican,
trust me.
Mexican,
yeah,
the Mexican. Rita. Yeah, Rita's all
okay.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. I just had a little
vibe.
Yeah,
little
you see the vision.
Yeah,
little vibe, man. Little vibe. Menace, you don't remember any of this, do you?
I shout out Toy Story, man.
Yeah.
You should.
Oh yeah, that's you're like Toy Story.
Shout out Toy Story, man.
Is that Toy Story?
I'll be real. I was outside. I didn't watch TV like that. I was on the road. Kicking ball.
Bro.
No, yeah, outside nice kicking ball in my state.
When you were watching
bro,
Power Rangers, he was kicking ball. But like, this you
when you
know
Farley
Rust.
Power Rangers, I weren't born, bro. You were in jail watching Power Rangers. I weren't there.
He was in jail watching Power Rangers.
Bro, that's before me, bro. That's fine.
Felt and Power Rangers. Violence.
Hey, HMP that felt, you know.
Violence, bro.
Tommy's like 80 now. Billy and them man are dead.
Tommy died.
Oh, they did
and the Chinese, I think what, the Chinese,
Chinese
died as well.
She died early still.
Early.
Zach had no fingers like you.
Didn't
what
you
was
mean,
that?
What are you talking about? He's calm.
Zach had something wrong with his fingers.
No, he did it. Bro, I see him on an interview the other day. He's like 70. He looks the same, bro.
Who? I know.
He's like 60.
Well, he's 50 odd.
Who's black
who
guy?
Zach? Zach.
Yeah, the finger missing. Yeah. I thought he was Blair Underwood, you know, for a time.
Who's Blair Underwood again?
You know that guy from LA Law? So remember LA Law? I know you remember.
Underwood.
That black actor that you see him, you just type him in. Type him in now.
Just
type him in, show Dan.
Blair
I'm
Underwood.
Telling you, you've seen him in bare shows. You just don't know his name.
Zizak,
there you go, Lippy. You ready?
Zizak, the Black Ranger, though he was outside. Out when I went LA.
Am I
outside.
Right? Am I right?
Blood. You know, just a guy that's just a random pastor.
I'm telling you, bro.
You said his hands all mash up. I didn't know.
I said he had a missing finger. I said something wrong with his hand. He's finding his hand.
Yeah, you can say my bad.
Man said, lame.
He's got a flipping Power Ranger with a missing finger. No one noticed.
How are we gonna?
Yeah, but I don't really look at people's fingers like that.
It's just a no. It was just
the megapixels we were dealing with.
Beyond the filming.
You only found that out, man.
No. I do a nostalgia show, bro. Lock in sometimes, you hear this
shit. Hey. Plug it.
No, I don't need to, it's fine.
I just... It's fine. No, you're right. You're right, but we are going to plug Loons' YouTube channel.
Yeah.
We are going to plug YouTube. Make sure you watch Loons' subscribe, hit the like button, that's what he says.
Smash
the like button.
And remember, the first 3 seconds, and the first 3 seconds of the video, he's not even there. Huh? First 3 seconds is so important now for any young kid coming into the game. You weren't there for the first.
What do you mean you weren't there? It's your own video.
Because I'm checking the lighting, then I get in.
Oh, and you didn't cut it out?
Yeah, nah. It looks good.
Just an empty chair.
Dad, the chair's there. And he just appears.
No music, no entry music.
I heard music's copyrights.
Make your own, mate.
Where from? I ain't got no drum on that.
No, you used to do the intro for the mixtapes, isn't it? Just drop that in there.
Yeah.
Bro, you can use royalty free stuff or something.
What's that mean?
You can get royalty free stuff.
Give me some.
Yeah.
Well, you play something off the telly.
You can't get Drake.
Oh, you rap.
why don't you use some Moggs music? Nah. That Wayne Rooney song.
That's my worst Moggs song. That's like the worst video. I don't want to dub my brethren, man.
That Wayne Rooney, brother.
I saw some bars of you though the other day.
For me?
Yeah.
Nah.
You saying like hippie I.O.
Yeah, Zombrero.
Oh, yeah. Bombaleo.
Yeah. Is that big tune? Did it?
Top 40.
Did it?
100%.
What was your bars again?
He tried cussing. Look at you.
I didn't.
Look at your face. Shut up, man.
I didn't try cussing.
Shut up, man.
I didn't say that. What's it?
On like a gimbal.
Where did you shoot the music video?
In L.A. In L.A.
In LA?
Yeah,
2017. I was there, man.
I ain't seen the video, I just heard it. Tell me, this is Dan. And I was like, what? You're going here?
But that was when, I don't even think I had a face.
He tried to take the piss again.
Bro, I didn't know it was
Dan.
Wait,
you said EPIO.
No, I didn't say
EPIO. EPIO.
Yeah.
Is that the tune?
No.
EPIO.
No,
it's a bar. It's a bar, man. Dan, don't leave me to lurch.
That's a soaker in it. That's a soaker in it.
What is the bars,
he's
bro?
He's tuning his Bambaleo. Bambaleo. Then Dan comes and goes.
Why did
the salsa team?
You had a ghostwriter.
Fusion. No, me.
So why don't you remember the bars?
I was the ghostwriter.
All right, Lippy, can we ask you? Wayne Rooney by Moggs.
He's straight in the look at his eye.
Why are you doing that?
That's a blood vessel in his eye.
I didn't know what's crazy.
Blood vessel,
dog. I jumped up on you, because you just got up and left.
Did you see me? Like, I was
crying. Look at his eye.
When you watch back the footage,
you can't even enjoy it.
Hey, boy, I thumped myself in the eye. Like,
no way.
Like a power in.
Black
power,
bro.
That must be Zach's finger.
Black power in, you know?
You're weak, man.
You know when he did a little light jog to the toilet? Just a little one down the
little
stairs.
Little, bro. I'm sweating, bro. That was a...
Man lied and said I got to go piss away and jump.
I drop.
I'm a die.
All right, are we ready to talk about football?
Yeah.
Let's
go.
Mom, I can't do it.
I'm gonna die.
I'm gonna die.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
I may as well go straight to you, Lippy.
What?
Who can challenge Arsenal for the league?
You know what? A couple of teams, man. But I'll be real. I am the most worried about Liverpool next season, me personally. Yeah. I think if they get Barcola, it's dark. I remember I was worried about you lot last season as well. So yeah. I think last season was a blip.
I like that little worry you're doing, man. You're doing it again. Chu got worried for us last season. Then we
you
fell
lot
off.
Are like almost the opposite of us. Like the way we defend, you lot attack. Attack. Like City are good. They play good football, but it's not direct. Mm. It's not killing you. Yeah. Liverpool are trying Dragula, to kill yeah. you, innit? And if you got, if that jacket you is decent.
If, man.
The Premier League has only been retained by three teams. Chelsea, Man City, Man U.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the screen, but I just wanted it in my brain. But what are Arsenal's chances?
Of retaining?
Of retaining.
Slim to none.
Slim to none. Why'd you say that?
Because the name's not there. You know me, I stay with the historical things. These things don't, yeah, they do this, innit? Arsenal, I think, might are going to miss it this year and be back in the race again next year.
Do you know
again.
What? When I look at all of those teams that have retained it, obviously different areas there, but the one thing you must do once you win a league is strengthen, like straight away. Mm. Because like now it's not the same like when you're being chased. Mm. And I just don't know if Arsenal have done that yet.
But can they?
I don't
know. The difference I would say between this Arsenal side and previous Arsenal sides are, when I first watched Arsenal winning the league, we'd always lose someone the following season. Mm. So when we won the league with, like, I don't know who we
Invincibles,
had.
Invincibles, Vieira was gone the
but
summer
even before
after that.
We lost Petit before that, Overmars before that, and we had a whole streak of losing people, so you couldn't build. Yeah. Whereas now, we just keep building. Furthermore, we got too much. We don't mind throwing away Jesus today. So where we're building, and I think other people are sort of in that same Arsenal situation, that gives me confidence that we can retain
and
the title.
And I feel that the other teams around Arsenal ain't as good as the teams that was around Arsenal when Arsenal last won the leagues.
Mm.
So I think
I agree with that.
I think Arsenal could go on to dominate. I think this is a, and if they don't, they should look at themselves.
100%.
I don't think they can.
There's more teams though.
I personally don't. I don't think Arsenal are going to retain the league.
There's one thing we need to remember though. Poet said that. Arsenal lost last time you won the league. They've lost Saliba. Now, depending on how long that injury is,
4 or 5 months.
Depending on how long that injury is, that could be a problem for Arsenal. Because we know what Gabriel and Saliba are together.
In defence, there's no problems.
Yeah?
No. He's your best centre back. You see, you got to understand. It's like when that season we won the league and then the next season Virgil was at it, it was a catastrophic, bro. Like, that's your main
I hear you. There's
guy.
Two seasons where we lost Saliba and Gabriel and we finished off second to a treble winning Manchester City side, and I think we lost to a Liverpool side. And I think them two sides and how strong they were and the people that were there, they're not around no more.
Football don't work like that, bro.
It's the mentality as well, though. It's not just that. You know, like, you've been chasing this number one spot for so long that sometimes when you get it, it's like,
That's true.
And you just,
I said
you
that.
Go off the board. Like, it's not just the players thing. It's a mentality thing. Like,
you lot aren't respecting us, innit?
At
and
all.
I feel like the club, the whole club know this, innit? That there's still intent to be shown. You get me? Like,
I'm looking at Rice, hungry as ever. Still wants to probably go on to be the captain. England captain, although I think Bellingham's in for a shout now with that. I'm looking at Gabriel. He wants to go on and do bits. The keeper, he's like, all these people have all got loads to prove still in their career. Yeah, they've got to this bit. Now you've got to go on to become legends or become staples in the Premier League or whatever. And I think there's a few Arsenal players that, Saka, another one. Like, there's a few players that still, they haven't got a lot to prove. But for their own personal legacy,
yeah.
I think they've got something
yeah,
to prove.
Yeah, you always got something to prove. You want to do better.
Not after, not after a league winning season, you
yeah, but I'm saying, but they I'm do. Saying that hunger
for the
like,
legacy.
No, for the hunger that, but you've got nothing to prove to no one
legacy
after winning
for themselves, their own legacy. I'm saying,
Liverpool,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like Liverpool. When you've won leagues, you've done bits, bro. You've not just won two leagues in the last 10 years.
No,
you've won Champions League, FA Cup, league. Like, you've won stuff. Manchester City, same story. Arsenal. It's just a league. We've
no,
got stuff
it's
to
just
prove.
You got to understand. It's the overcoming the bottler's name. Da 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 da. Yeah. So you've proved all of that wrong. That's all done.
That's only half. That's only a
so
little bit of the
why
job.
Why are you going to bring up more? You just if you can.
Because that's what champions do, bro.
No, you don't make. You don't create pressure. You live in the pressure.
And that's what
you
I
understand.
Just,
what I'm
didn't
saying.
They say they're creating it. I'm just saying.
But you are making more haters for yourself.
Who
you're saying? Oh, we got to prove more people wrong.
No, no, I did not say that. I said for their self-legacy as a player, looks at himself, forget anyone else, their self-legacy, Gabriel will be saying, you know what?
Let's go again.
I need to do another three
enough.
Seasons.
A league ain't enough.
Yeah. But it's not so much even the league. As I say, I'm on about the league. That's just to go and staple yourself to be the top defender for 5 years in a row.
You don't want
to
be like, a Leicester.
And if you do that, leagues will come anyway. If five of them players in that tight team have that mentality that they want to be the top of in their positions, they're going to win loads of leagues.
Do you want to know a reason why I think teams don't retain as well? Yeah, because now everyone knows that when Arsenal come to their ground, you know, you just. It's like every game's a final for that team when you're facing the champions.
I just don't even have teams think like that anymore, Dan. That's what I'm saying, bro. They're going to set up how they're going to set up.
No, man, there's a reason that no one really retains. There's a reason.
What is that reason?
City have done it recently.
It's harder.
City done it 4 years in a row?
Yeah, City were...
That weren't hard, Dan.
That's it.
Liverpool had 97 points.
I said it weren't hard.
They won the league with 100 points.
There's a reason
points.
People, and I'm not, I love Dan, he's my guy, but there's a reason people don't retire. I've seen City do it four times.
It's the same team.
Bro,
that's the same team.
Bro, it's the same team, and they had to win the league with like 99 points.
I'm saying what he
bro.
Said.
The team in second had 97.
In this modern day, a team's done it four times in a row. The times that we're talking about, they've never done that. Twice. Only three teams in history have ever done it.
Steve-O, that City team.
Oh, now you're saying because the team's good. Okay, sorry. But you're saying
is that not the truth,
no one had done it. That's all.
Well, no, four
no, no, two teams had done it. One in 04, 05. When did United do it? Before that. No one had done it for ages.
Yeah.
City had come and just slapped everyone.
Yeah.
So this isn't easy to do.
It's not easy, no.
It's not easy to do.
City were
the best team. Like everyone surrendered it.
But in the modern day, it seems like, as I say, we've seen great teams and them great teams could do it. I think you said United done it three times in a row. I'm just saying, for City to do it four and spank these teams, maybe the tide has changed and maybe Arsenal can come and take this momentum now while City are down, because that was the only challenger. Liverpool pants. You know what I mean?
Arsenal definitely the best team in the league.
Yeah, and I think they can go on. As I say, they've got the players, they've got the hunger, they've got the manager, by the way. They've got the next best manager. He's going to become a great, personally think. They've got the setup. Like, the fans are behind them. You see them turn out. For me, it looks like the momentum's there. And if they don't, then we could be here cussing them. But right now, to write them off,
it's not a cussing match. Deal.
Agreed.
It don't have to be a cussing match, but what I'm going to disagree with is like, the fans are behind them. We see when they had that little slippery thing, what was happening. He needs to go. He needs to this. They're not behind nothing. Yeah.
But the manager?
Yep.
Players,
yep.
Man.
Everything.
You know how it goes.
Yep.
It's heat a moment. Yep.
Like, on this show here, none of the Arsenal fans said that. I regularly watch Robbie. None of the Arsenal fans said it there. So when we're talking about your Arsenal fans, remember not we're talking mine. About LV whatever.
General.
Just like,
and then man, innit? To Arsenal fans.
What are you talking about?
Who are the potential challengers to the league? I know who mine would be, but let's start with Man City. Pep number two, basically. I feel like everyone in this league at the moment is now a Pep number two.
Mm-hmm.
Like not everyone kind of coached under Pep at some point.
The top ones.
City. They'll be worse off with Enzo, in my opinion, than Pep, right?
For sure.
No. Worse off than
not,
Pep. Yeah,
not because
yeah.
of Maresca necessarily. No, but it's just a big fall.
Yeah, it's always going to be a step down from Pep unless you get Enrique. That's it.
I just think everyone's going to smell the blood as well when it comes to Man City and think, well, this is where we get you. For them, that decade of never being able to get anywhere near you, we get you now.
But it was happening last season.
This is what I was going to say.
It was creeping in. It was creeping in maybe the season before.
The
it was
season
creeping
before,
in. Yeah,
the
yeah,
season
yeah, it was
before
in.
Was the prime example of that. We gave them 5-1. Teams are going, Etihad having comfortable wins. Like, teams are going to take advantage of the transition.
Am I missing something? Because I understand the season before, yeah. It started when Rodri was gone. So we knew why. They'd lost De Bruyne. That we could actually identify why the team was worse. Next season, they bring in some players. We all thought maybe they're replacements, but there's maybe only one or two that could actually replace the ones that went. And for me, where you're saying it looked like it was creeping in, that teams were, it looked like City were getting better as the season
last year,
went.
Yeah, definitely.
Because
yeah.
Let's not forget, they actually put on a challenge when before they weren't even close to a lot.
To me, they've been getting worse before that anyway. When you take a look at from the moment they lost Kevin De Bruyne, I was like,
better since then.
No, because they won the league. And then they lost the league to Liverpool, and then they've lost the league to Arsenal. And now we're saying next season, we don't know if we're going to win the league. That, to me, that's not a team that's getting better from I've won the treble. You've gone from I've won the treble,
can't get better
I've won again, and now, and even when they won the treble, the next season, they won it on the final day. On the final day. Before that, they had won it convincingly. Then the season after that, you killed them. Then we killed them. This is a team that's getting worse.
It's not their league, so we're killing them. But you won the league, we won the
league. What got said was from when they, that season before, when they lost the Bruyners and that, and they really, really dipped. Since then, they've got better. I'm not saying they've got better since they won a treble winning team, obviously.
Well,
but I'm saying from when everyone thought that dip and said it was over for City, they then challenged this team that now we're saying that's going to go and dominate and could win and retain.
I don't think they got better as well because they've lost more people now. Now they've lost Bernardo Silva, they're losing Rodri.
They got Shirky.
And they lost Pep.
But these men, they're losing.
And they lost Pep.
They lost adults.
And remember, you lot rated certain City players that I've never rated.
Speak on it.
Like Marmoush.
Who?
Yeah.
Who's you lot?
When I remember when City got Marmoush, man, were like, they're back.
I rated him.
I was like, why? Because there's some youth that we've known about for a couple months. Obviously, Marmoush is a good player, but I called it how it is. That's a panic buy. You got Haaland. You got Red. Mm. How does that make sense? Where do they both fit? Yeah, strikes a ball wicked in that, but he's on pitch when we're slapping them 5-1. You get me, bro? He's not. Then they've turned up the net. Do you know how much money they've spent since they haven't won the league?
Yeah, facts.
Like, it's not. And not much of these signings have helped them.
That's what I'm saying, they're getting worse.
You understand?
They used to be a convincing project.
I make you right. They got Semenyo. I was scared. You sat here like, bruv, Semenyo.
He done well,
like,
though.
He did, but at the same time, it's not enough. Like,
yeah, but if they had him at the start of the season, it could have been different.
100%. But the thing is, if they had Semenyo with the De Bruyners, the Bernardo Silvers, the David Silvers, it's a different story. Because that's what it was. You know them way there. Mahrez.
Say that about your team if you had the players you had now with
Ozil. I'm not saying that, but we've never been to City High. I'm not. We cast Arsenal all the time. So yeah, you can say it about my team. But for their standard.
City deserved that though, Lips. City were winning trebles and setting records. Nah, so they Arsenal have never been City like
that. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, since they haven't won the league, they've spent a lot of money because they've had to. They got to spend even more now. It is a rebuild, but unfortunately for them, the talent pool ain't how it used to be.
Yeah, around the
world. It's the wrong build.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But even for your team, like if you went player for player, I don't think it's too far off.
It's not.
I think it's very far off.
I don't think so.
Very far off.
Are we doing that?
No,
we don't
have to do it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, don't have to do it.
It's not far off.
I don't think we're like, yeah, we won the league, but we have not. We haven't dominated England to the level that City have. You understand? If we are going to, the beginning is now. You understand? The beginning of their, 10, 15 years. So yeah, we're way behind. I'm not trying to compare them. I'm just saying for the team that's been the best in the country by a distance over the last 10, 15 decade. Years, it's that cycle looks like it's ending.
Oh, definitely. It ended two years ago.
There you go. So
and then I'm saying, but it's the rebuild. They challenged last year with players that ain't ready.
Yeah, no, I mean most of the teams that have won the league in the next season, they're still around, except for like a Leicester,
Liverpool wasn't.
Chelsea done it a couple times.
We're talking, but you might not forget. We're talking Pep. Like when they dropped off, they still had Pep, bro. Pep's are still goated,
yeah,
regardless if he doesn't win a league. You don't write off Pep.
That's what it is. Everyone
only didn't write him off last season. As far as they were, we didn't write off City last season to a degree.
They did get written off.
No, to a degree. That's why you got to let me finish. So what I'm saying is City
try
with Pep.
But man, people said City weren't going to win the league. They didn't win the league. So
they challenged.
I know they did, but that's not winning it. When we challenged for it, it wasn't good enough. Now they're challenging.
It's always the way, bro. No, it's not, always not the way.
Given the current circumstances, where we are right now, no Pep. John Stones is gone. Looks like
Bernardo.
But no Bernardo. Rodri, 1 foot out the door. This City doesn't look like a City anyone's going to be scared of. They brought in Elliot Anderson for 116.
113, but yeah.
When did they win the treble?
23-24.
Might have been 22-23. Nah, Haaland was there, so 23-24 it would have been.
I think this new crop of players, I wish they had a bit more experience in and around them to guide them throughout the season because like last season, Steve-O said, they got close, but I think their inexperience cost them.
Yeah, of course, but now they've got experience because they've been in a title race.
No, but you haven't had an experience. That's not enough. That's not enough.
You've got to go there to be there, innit?
No, but you had the experience with Rodri, Bernardo Silva, you can only
we keep going back, bro. We're talking about the next season. So that team there, That team there has now challenged quicker than they probably thought. It's a rebuild from when they lost the Broiners and all the rest of it. This is a rebuild, and already this team, who they didn't expect it, because we didn't expect it, we didn't put them at the start of the season when we done the show, are already challenged. So yeah, now, a season later, let me finish as well. So a season later, what we're saying is, because that's what we're meant to be talking about, next season, not the past, is that these players now have had that little bit. They didn't win, but just like Arsenal, they had that little bit of a battle and it didn't work out because of the experience, like you say. All he's saying is they've now got a little bit more experience because they've been in the fight.
They've lost some key people.
You take Pep Guardiola out of that City side and put Enzo Maresca, I don't have the same confidence. You take the centre-backs out, I don't have the same confidence. You take Rodri out and Bernardo Silva. I saw Bernardo Silva sometimes collecting the ball from the goalkeeper last season. He was doing so much. You take those elements out, it is not the same
side. No, but what we're saying, what the question is, please, Maresca's name's there. Forget about what they didn't have. Maresca, what do you see, or do you see anything in what they've got now? Forget what they had now, pushing forward.
That's what I said, you know, and I gave you the reasons why. Okay. It's because of the past.
Maresca's a good manager, obviously. I wasn't happy when him and Chelsea parted ways or whatever, but I don't think he can... I don't know what he's going to be able to cook up with this squad.
Big job, man.
Yeah, it's a massive job, but remember that the Chelsea squad that he had was a bunch of above average players and a few elite ones. That's what he had to work with. Where now he's got a couple very good players and a few elite ones.
Has he got a better squad to work with?
Yeah, absolutely.
Much better.
Absolutely. Better overall club. You got to remember that as well. Better overall structure.
Absolutely.
I don't think there's
what makes it absolute is probably Haaland.
Haaland, the goalie. Donnarumma.
Yeah, man.
You don't need to worry. You don't need to worry about a goal.
You know, just told me document last episode is the one.
Bro, we spoke at the start of last season. Some of us had City to win the league. I don't know why man's talking like
Exactly.
And man, we're talking about De Bruyne got replaced by him. We had City.
Who didn't agree?
Huh?
Who didn't?
I know who didn't agree, but I know who said who replaced who. Now all of a sudden we expected that they weren't meant to challenge last year. I had them to win the league, and I weren't the only one.
Yeah, so I'm saying to you, you had them to win the league. You had them to win the league, right?
Yeah.
So because you was wrong, now you got to take into consideration why you was wrong. And I'm saying to you, if they were unable to do it last season under arguably the greatest manager I've seen in my whole entire life, I do not understand the new Margs is going to come in and create anything for them moving forward.
Same way Arnslot did it.
Arnslot did it, and Arnslot is now gone.
Gone, yeah, exactly.
And now we have Andoni Raiola.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Yeah. Araola, whatever it is. Yeah, the Bournemouth guy. Anyway.
No, he ain't. Listen.
He's not the Bournemouth guy.
Again.
He is the Bournemouth guy.
Shut up, man. Don't spoil it.
If you bought fucking Ryan or one of them, man, you bought the Bournemouth guys. I hope we get a Bournemouth guy.
Where's your winger from?
I want
They sent Kirkes already to Liverpool for him to roll next season. They got a Bournemouth guy.
Bournepool.
What are Liverpool's chances? Because
Bournepool FC. They're going to get Alex Scott as well.
They're treating him like Southampton back in the day, bro.
They might need Jimenez.
Nah, it's good guy.
Why when it's City and Arsenal is proper, legit football, they are... Wait, let me learn. But when it's Liverpool, it's Bournepool.
Because you got
it's
the,
all this.
You got the gaffer whose name is most like nipple.
Broski.
You is close to nipple.
Hey, you know how much takes are done on Big 30 TV? You know how much takes are done, yeah, on Big 30 TV?
Areola'd him up.
I called him Iannone Areola.
Yeah,
and then I was like, that's Areola's name.
Do you have confidence in him?
I always feel you can't get a manager from Waitrose and ask him to now manage a football team per se. You get it? That's
Waitrose
what we've done.
Waitrose is expensive.
I thought he was going to say another supermarket.
Yeah, all right. No, not another supermarket. But because you can, if you work in sales, you can work. But you know what I'm saying? He's a manager and you get him out of that manager. He's a retail manager and you get him managing internet. Internet provider.
Internet manager.
He knows how he wants them shelves stacked.
It makes sense.
He don't know how to speak to, where's the vans to go and put someone satellite this shop. It's totally different. But.
So this shop's too big?
It could be. But also, have you seen Brewster's Millions? Yeah? Have you seen Brewster's Millions?
Brewster?
Yeah, Brewster's Millions, old school film. Watch it.
I thought you were talking about
Rim.
Right, I thought you were talking about the tracker they had.
Watch it anyway. But it's got, you remember that, innit?
RIP, my G.
Yeah, see? And then, yeah, Queensbridge. In there, he gets the job and it works. So that's all I'm hoping for. I'm not hoping for, I don't know what we're going to get. The Bournemouth can't run at Liverpool. You get what I'm saying?
Let me ask
he drew 11 games.
Let me ask you a question.
That can't run.
Let me ask you a question. But he drew 11 games with Bournemouth. Yeah? It's a bit of a charged question. But don't you think it's a good fit? Are you not happy with the appointment?
If the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
You're going to jail.
OJ.
That's got nothing to do with what I'm talking about. He's just wrapped himself. He's just there as a witness. He's talking about, I got the glove now. Bro,
I heard some manager talk about it's easier. When you've worked with smaller squads your whole career and then go to work with a bigger squad, it is super, super difficult because you're kind of used to limited resources. Yeah. So that's your whole... So I'm not saying he had limited resources at Bournemouth, but he kind of probably knew his 11, maybe two others. Now you've got this massive... I don't think
bro,
so.
At Bournemouth, your goalkeeper's playing in the Rondo and two touch, bro. But no. At Liverpool, you got goalkeeper.
Yeah, but brother, I hear
you
that.
You know what I'm saying to you? He don't even see the keeper, bro.
But you lot are successful, yeah, with like a core set of players. Like, that's what
he's not used to a big squad.
Yeah, nah, 100%.
But a lot of games.
Bro, I just think Spanish managers are going to be the team.
Do you know what he's going to be missing as well? Big. Like we mentioned it with other teams. Andy Robertson. That's going to be massive for the club that he's gone.
Do you reckon?
He was glued.
Yes,
he was glued. Go and watch any bit of their content. Listen to the people talk about him. In fact, I watched Mo Salah.
Yeah. You watch his documentary?
Yeah, bro. We're forgetting. And then you add that to Jota. If you talk about the vibe of the team over the last 2 years. Whew.
If you're a manager going into, if you're a relatively lower level manager going into a Liverpool job, isn't that kind of maybe a bit of a blessing in disguise that you don't have these big, not necessarily big characters, but the icons of the recent years.
Absolutely.
They're gone.
Yeah.
So like
now
you can kind of just build. Like for him, I think that's pressure off his shoulders.
That's dope you said that because you saw soon as Slot tried to get his feels in for the team, he fell out of Salah. And then you see what happened with the team.
Or,
you know what I'm saying, innit?
Or it goes the other way where them lot help you.
Yeah, yeah.
And they help you get your feet in the ground.
That's what I'm saying. Because I think it's everything's a transition. New gaffer, new players, you understand, bro?
Doesn't always work.
I know it doesn't, but Maresca on the other hand now,
Moyes.
You're jumping into a fully working machine. Expectations, you understand? With Liverpool now, they could go.
He's got expectations.
They could
bro.
Go. But he could go finish fourth this season. They say, you know what? We didn't really give you the war chest like that. But with what you've got been given, go again. Like I don't think you're trying to be in the high manager.
You know, another
turnover.
Thing as well. I was at a barbecue recently. I'll say where it was. So congratulations, Justin Cochran, just come back from England. We welcomed him back, right? But I was there, and there was a lot of agents and professional football coaches, managers of the highest level, right? So we're having a conversation and it was about where football's going and managers and how managers, like where before Fergie, or I just spoke to Harry Redknapp the other week, like where he run the whole club, right? Now you got about eight man literally running the club. So when we're saying about these managers coming in and they've got to do this and got to do that, the structure of the club
is there.
Mm. Like, so they're walking in just to either, depending on what their role is, whether it's football coach, manager, whatever it is, they're coming in just to do their role.
Mm.
Where before...
Sous chef type thing. Here's the ingredients. Cook that, basically.
But,
that's it.
You know it's more complicated than that now, especially at big clubs like Liverpool, et cetera, et cetera. You're going to have the medical team saying he's played 70 minutes.
You're
going to have somebody who's... You've got a player that's flopping, but they've spent a lot of money on him.
Yeah,
he needs minutes because we need to keep his back.
Yeah.
I don't think we got that, though. I don't think Liverpool's got that. I don't think we got that.
I think the higher clubs, they're quite...
You would, bro.
They understand. It was only Chelsea that's bad like that.
Chelsea, you got to keep the value of your players high.
Yeah.
Listen.
Like Arteta runs Arsenal.
Yeah.
Arteta runs Arsenal, but there's not many.
There was only three. It was Arteta, Klopp, and
it's not like Wenger. Like we saw what it was like when you give too much. It's almost a conflict of interest. You got man doing tactics, then you got my man doing the books as well, finance. He's looking at certain wingers like, yo, yeah, it's like
when
you're making...
It's like over when you're watching Neverwinter's pod and that, when they're saying, yeah, like Fergie will say, oh, you, come here. And give them a little paper and say, like, what, yeah, this is right what you want, and there you're cut. It's like, what are you doing that? Ain't there someone to do that? But obviously, now
there is, yeah.
Yeah, you're just talking to the player, the player's beefing with the guy that's offering the contract.
This coach.
You don't even know.
Again, you've done a perfect transition into United, man. Let's talk about Man United. They got a new, well, not a new manager, but they got the new manager of sorts.
Middlesbrough's old manager.
And they got two.
Are we going to talk football?
He's about to go into his first full season. Decent. What was it? Three quarters he had.
Yeah.
Two thirds. But he done well. Some big results. They did that mad thing, that weird table. Oh, the table with when Carrick started. He still wasn't first, but he was up there.
Where was he? Where would he have been?
I think he was second or third.
What is wrong with that, bro?
So I'm not good, isn't it? I'm just saying it's good.
Hey, I see what you're doing.
And obviously now they've got two shiny new toys in Andre Santos.
Not shiny, bro.
And Yuri Tielemans.
Why does that feel like TK Maxx?
TJ Maxx.
What? Menace, yeah?
Talk to me, yeah.
During the season, obviously, Carrick gets the wheel. He's doing well. Did you want him to get the full-time job? Nope. And have Man United, because of the form, been kind of put into a position where they had no choice but to give Carrick the full-time job?
I didn't want him to get the job. That's the honest truth. I wanted someone more experienced. At the time, I thought the job's too big for him. But he'd done what he did, and you can't not at least give him a meeting, an interview about it, because he's done a good job. Now, Enrique was who I wanted. That's obviously that.
Wanted Beyonce, mate. Married,
wanted Dior's and got Gola. Hey,
can I speak my truth? That's my truth, bro. Yo, we just spoke about it. So, with the signings now, obviously, Tielemans, great player, value for money, cool. Santos, that's more of a project to me. Young, seen what he's done before. But I just don't think we're finishing the window. So, that's my idea with that. And we get more done, players. Man.
Who else do you reckon you're getting in the window then?
We need a world-classy, more towards that bracket of a centre mid.
I'm not getting that.
Who is that? You can't buy Tielemans. All these centre mids.
That's Tielemans.
Nah, that's probably, buy all of them.
Yeah, who are you going to... I don't...
That's like, Tielemans, obviously, that world-class
centre mid. In my head, is, obviously, if Rodri goes, then the door for Tchouaméni is there, isn't it? The door for Tchouaméni is there.
Tchouaméni would be interesting.
What, to Man U? He's not a
Tielemans
fool.
He's a better player. Actual player. I ain't got the legs like him, but an actual baller. We've already signed him,
so yeah. We'll get him as well.
There's not loads better than him on the ball and got his experience.
Captain for his country.
I'm not saying that he's like the best midfielder.
I heard something about that signing. It's a good player, absolutely. But it's a player that they should have signed in 2021 when he went for free.
I tell you, Tielemans, at that price reminds me of like, I did it today. Like you don't actually want that, but you just see the yellow sticker on it. And you're like, do you know what? I'll make that work.
Find it in your
boot. But all of a sudden, like, you're like, I've got absolutely nothing that's going to go with this.
Right then.
I just don't see what you lot are seeing.
You lot want me to downplay the sign and make it sound bad.
No.
Because Dan was talking to me, but you lot, you know, rushing.
As it happened with Liverpool.
I'm still talking though. The truth of the matter is we need numbers. We need depth. Tielemans for that money is not a joke. You're gonna shake my head. Yeah, it's not a joke. I'm not saying that's my starting centre mid. But it's not a joke that we've paid 35 for him. We've got Santos.
Beautiful
still
business.
There's people still there, and we're not done business. In the window. We're not
it
done.
It is good business, but you know what he's doing? He's trying to put a protective veil. Let me just say, I don't believe.
I think it's very honest.
Say, but this is what's going to happen.
Santos ain't a project though.
Yeah,
Santos is 22, bro. It's the same with Sesko.
No,
they're players that potentially are going
to
be
Man
a lot
United,
better.
Mate. You're Man United. You're Man United.
And you're West Ham, not even in the league. So I don't even know how you stop talking to me about my club, bro.
You're Man United.
I'm telling you.
You're not doing projects. Projects for 50 million.
My head isn't gone.
You wasted that the one time you could say that in this season.
You can't say it now. You can't say it again.
In July.
It does nothing.
Wait till February.
You're trying to downplay my signings. We're not done in the window. We need depth. We've got a great player in Tielemans, who's one of the better centre mids
in
the
league.
You could say we could have signed him for like, it is what it is. We've got him and we've got depth and it's done. But we're not done in the window.
Santos
so let us finish
the
window.
Huh? Santos is the 100%. Better signing.
I know that though.
The problem is this, that we've shown both your signings, both similar players that are going to play in a similar position. And then I've asked you what you need. You just told me another one of them.
But you know why though, Dan? No, Dan, they lost Casemiro. They lost Casemiro. They lost Casemiro.
Bro, Garte's ACL's gone with, like, bro, losing like, Casemiro's we need players, bro.
But I'm saying, imagine you see that midfield lineup and it's like Kobe, Tillemans and Bruno. You know, like, the like you know
is,
they're not chasing
you're
you.
You're running.
Like,
that is
you're not, they're not running nowhere.
He
bro.
Knows who's starting then. This one, that's, let no, the
I'm
window,
just saying,
you know
you
who's
see
starting.
That position that, like,
and can I go no back to what you said about wanting Enrique? That would have been nice. What I've heard is a lot of the top managers know how much of a mess
United
is, so they don't want to go there. But you've got a guy here who actually knows the club, can overlook some of the mess because he loves the club. You know what I mean? And I think that's what you get when you get a Carrick as well, isn't it? Like, so you're not just paying for his coaching ability, and that you're also paying for his grace. He's giving you a little bit of leeway.
He got to give him his ratings, man. He cops Chuba Akpong at Middlesbrough and Danny's thing.
Before you get onto Chelsea, can I just say this window from Manchester United, it just reminds me of a window that if Fulham finished seventh, they would be proud of.
It's a World Cup window. So everything's all over the place. Yeah? Timing, fitness, when people are away,
prices,
numbers, prices,
yeah,
everything is all over the gap. So these ones are always hard to get right. Yeah. So maybe what Manu have done there is kind of clever, just going and getting maybe something that you know on a cheap-ish. And then we'll wait and see what happens. But I just don't know if Man United, I don't know what their ambitions are. Like, this episode is who can snatch this league
off
from
Arsenal. Yeah.
Can Man U currently?
I just think with a 30-year-old Tielemans, 31 or 32-year-old Bruno, and a Colby that England don't seem to have a lot of confidence in, that doesn't look like a midfield that I would
England's
be scared
problem.
Of.
That's England's problem.
Now finish. It's just a dig, like, chill out. I don't look at that midfield
well,
and go...
if you dig someone, you're going to get response, right?
Listen, if you're going to pay
right,
a...
Colby protector.
You're
and
Red
you're a West Ham
ball.
Fan. You
that
should respond. But anyway...
Steve-O just said, put on a Man U shirt for no reason. So if you're digging someone, they're going to dig you back, mate.
Back to that midfield though. That midfield is not scary to Arsenal.
It's not.
It's not. Aye, scary.
But we had Bruno, Casemiro, and Mainu. We went Emirates with a midfield and Casemiro, Mainu, and Bruno.
That's a better midfield.
Legs, but we still spoke about leg. Oh,
it's like what Dan said when he said sometimes you see something was affordable and you think, right, I can do with that.
Yeah.
But then have you ever bought something that's cheap, affordable, think you need it in the yard and you look and it says, oh, this product's been recalled. It's been recalled. It sets fires to your yard. It's no good. You got to attend to you. Like those hoverboards, those things that are supposed to dry your shoes. They blow up your yard. Not everything you... If you buy bad, you buy twice.
Oh, like a
verse. That might be verts. Yeah, like a verse.
Or would it be an Ekotike where you get it and it comes and it's broke?
That's not really what happens.
It's
the most expensive thing you get in it.
Frimpong.
Frimpong.
You changed the dog.
Yeah. Frimpong. All right.
It's fine.
But you was a man that was rating verts, so you just sound like a super hypocrite. I'm
asking you.
You don't mind.
I said, was it a vert?
I'm not going to cuss West Ham.
It's a question. Was it a vert?
Was it verts?
Was it an Izak?
He wasn't cheap.
Was it a Netatike?
He wasn't cheap.
Was it any of them? I don't know. Yeah. There you go. It's cool. I'm allowed to ask a question.
All right, so I'm going to answer. He wasn't cheap, so he doesn't work.
The boys answered with their laughter. All right, bro, come on.
So you're doing it for jokes?
Bowen was on my shoulder.
Lippy, you're doing it for jokes?
Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, man. Jared Bowen. I never forget in your howlers. Jared Bowen to the World Cup.
Go on,
Jared Bowen, Liverpool.
Anyway, listen.
Jared Bowen, Liverpool.
Let's talk about a team that are actually going to win the league then. Because it's going to be Chelsea.
No.
This is a hot take. This is a hot take, by the way. This is not a drill. We are on one game a week. We've got Xabi Alonso as our manager and we've made some serious signings and we've already got a pretty serious team. We didn't have a serious defence and that might have been our undoing and our team was a bit young and inexperienced. I'm telling you right now, Chelsea, if it's not Arsenal, this is, of all the teams we've talked about, the most in position team to win the league.
Nah.
Do you know who
what formation do you play, you reckon?
We're three at the back. It's going to go three at the back. We'll go Lacroix.
Mm-hmm. Lacroix.
Lacroix, whatever it
have
is.
Have you signed him, yeah?
More or less.
I believe
I keep hearing more or left.
More left.
Yeah, what do you mean it is done?
More left is crazy. What is
it's Lacroix, bro. They're going to get him, man.
Who's called him
Reece
Lacroix?
James, right of the centre back.
Levi Colwill.
Colwill left of the centre back.
Reece James in the back three.
Yeah, he plays there.
You've lost the best left back in the world.
Mendes still at PSG, by the way.
Nah, he's not the best.
Mendes Cucurilla, is still at PSG.
Cucurella is. Cucurella is.
And you got Hato, and then
we got Hato. It might not be him. It might be Quendo. It might be Neto.
Neto.
Neto could play wing back.
Oh wow!
Ah, he's leaving though.
That team ain't winning no league.
Who's Pelestri anyways? Baller.
Yeah.
And he's a wing back.
Oh, baller. I hate that baller. You know that.
They're all ballers.
Let him land. And then we get into the business then.
We've got Enzo and Caicedo sitting there. Enzo's not going nowhere.
Racist. No one likes him.
You don't need to punch him up anyways.
Then we've got João Pedro. We've got Morgan Rogers. We've got Palmer. And we've got...
Delap.
No, not Delap. Thingy. Nicholas Jackson. Estevao.
He's a baller.
And plus we've got more. We've got Omega. We got
You still got Raheem. You still got Raheem.
No.
Oh.
But what I'm saying is this is a team with a good manager that's going to be drilled for the teams a week in advance, one game a week.
He got sacked 3 months into a contract, then he lost.
Who?
Alonso.
No, he didn't.
Was it three? How long was it? Six months.
Player power.
You know one thing about Chelsea though? As much as Sanchez is going to cost you, does everyone know who Mike Penders is?
Baller.
Yeah, the keeper that they got, yeah? Okay, cool.
But by the way, I've got a mad relationship with Sanchez because there's so many times he's saved our skin and he's had proper good games. It just doesn't help that he's always had crazy centre halves in front of him. So maybe
Sanchez.
We get to have a look, yeah. Mm. Like, he makes mad saves.
He's not the answer,
Keepers just save. It's the new part of the game now.
You don't get some kind of defensive reinforcements, bro. You lot ain't challenging for nothing.
Who's the guy we had on loan?
We're going to get John Stones. Telling you.
Sassy.
Yeah.
Bro, player. You don't want Reece James right of a three.
He played that bare.
What? You're not having that right wing back?
Centre mid.
Because you would only put him there if it was Gusto, but more time it was Gusto doing that role.
You're going to ruin it.
So you have him as centre back.
Bro, he travels with the ball. Remember Aspie would do it. His delivery, just trust me on this.
Boys, I made a statement.
Chelsea in a free.
I made a statement in the World Cup and it's facts. Jed Spence is better than Reece James, bro.
No, he ain't.
Yes, he is, bro.
He's a better athlete, but not a better footballer.
Yeah, just sprinting.
But Broski, you see the way what Chelsea need? They need someone that's at least a little bit of a...
No way. Chelsea have the ball. Chelsea are one of the highest possession teams in the league.
Yes, and when you lose it, you need to be ready. That my man isn't.
No, Reece James in the back three makes sense because I think you're going to do single pivot. And if you do single pivot, that means he can step out.
Go forward.
Yeah, and then what about head in the ball? You've got a two number 10.
It's not single pivot. It's 3-4-3.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
But you play two 10s though. He wants to play Morgan Rogers and Cole Palmer.
It's designed for you to have the ball. That back three, you're seeing it with Conte. 3-4-3, you have to dominate possession and space. And when you've got Reece James just inverting, kind of going all over the place anyway, it doesn't matter. What are you going to do? Ask him to do wing back. That's donkey work. Hammy's gone.
You need to Ledley King him off now. Just pay him in the big games.
What?
Let him, bro. Do you mean what?
Why
aren't you allowed to chat about this shoot? Who is he? Who's his dad or something? Like, anytime you talk about Reece James, I don't care who his dad is.
Shout out Nigel James. Nigel James is good people. But
I'm Arsenal. I don't rate him, bro.
No, that's fine.
But I'm saying he doesn't get injured that much anymore, you know?
Yeah, not last season.
I think he's just...
Yeah, but that was just the end of the season.
But last season, he played like the whole game. Whole season.
He did most of it until like March.
Didn't he get moved to last season?
He was good.
Well, he played against you lot in the midfield, looked like the best centre mid on the pitch.
Yeah, 100%. When he played centre mid,
and that is true. Brother.
He got MOM, by the way. He got MOM as well.
Player.
You got man of the match.
He's a player, bro.
When he plays, he's the best.
He's a player.
I just don't know at right centre back. I just think it's weight. For me, he can do it because he can play anywhere. I just think it's wasted.
Yeah, but how much of the ball? Yeah, you want him higher on the pitch, obviously. 20, but how much of a ball does that right centre half get?
Yeah,
as Pellegrini too much all the way out with it.
They don't do that no more though. Dan, it's back this that. Like he ain't.
He might be the most complete right back out there.
Like
when fit,
he is.
But isn't it them sort of formations where when you defend, it's three at the back, and then when you in possession, he might go alongside Caicedo or.
He might. Nah, I don't know. I don't think you could do that with three at the back.
Ever rate him at his peak? Like that's what it is about a player like Reece James, because he was so good young, he got to a certain point, and that's your idea of mine.
You think he's peaked? You think he's peaked?
100%.
He's not there no more.
He's not there no more.
Wait, well, what about West Ham?
What about them?
Huh?
What about
we
them?
Sold some players, mate.
Somerville, big goal.
Yeah, but our players are worth more than your players.
Hold on. United.
I don't mind
United
that.
Wanted Somerville.
Yeah, they ain't going to get them. They ain't going to get them.
Ain't no one paying
that buck for Fernandes. That's really back gone. To back relegations. Spurs no, I don't, Spurs I don't need that in my club, man.
We didn't know when they're paying it.
Nah, you I don't Spurs need that
paying it. Yeah, right.
For that money. For that money. For that money. Nah.
I'm not paying that money. This guy's chatting.
Who, me?
Come on,
back to back Rellos.
I said it already. Back to back Rellos.
He brings the Ramsdale vibes into your club, man. That's why Arteta got him out.
90 mil.
Gives that Ramsdale vibes in.
So how much would you pay for him?
50.
78.
Max 70.
Who?
Max 70 for Fernandes.
50 mil.
Max He's 70. Not worth any of it anyway. That's
relegated.
It, man. Like, comment,
how much
subscribe,
you pay for him?
You lose all of that money. You lose
how much
all
you pay for
guys,
him?
Guys, show's done. Bye.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.